shining the spotlight on local businesses. 107.7 Pulse FM presents Let's Get Local, in partnership with the South Surrey White Rock Chamber of Commerce.
I am chatting with Tony Baina, the president and CEO of Park Retirement Living. Thanks for joining me, Tony.
Thank you for having me, Leslie.
Let's start off by telling me a little bit about Park, what it is you guys do, because this doesn't sound like your standard seniors living facilities.
No, well, Park is a family-owned business, first of all. And we are developers and operators of senior living in BC. We currently have five properties, two on the North Shore, one in West Vancouver, one in Burnaby, and of course our Oceana Park property down in White Rock. We're a little bit different in that we offer what we call independent living for seniors. So these are seniors who do not require care, who are looking to make a change in their lifestyle, usually for social reasons, to build friendships, to build a network, so they're not living alone and isolated. And so they join us to get that community feel. Plus, of course, we offer 24/7 oversight and security so that they always feel like they're safe and secure while they're in our buildings.
And what do you sort of notice with the transition? Because I know this can be it's a pretty big transition for a lot of people. Is it generally positive? Do you find people get there and think, man, why did I wait so long?
Yes, they do. I think the biggest transition for people is usually they're moving out of bigger houses to smaller spaces. And so they have to start thinking beyond the four walls of the apartment that they live in with us. They have to take a look at kind of the amenity spaces and see that as an extension of their living space. So at Oceana Park, for example, we have a 2,000 square foot gym that residents can go to. They can engage in classes with other residents or just go in and work out on their own or under the guidance of a personal trainer. That's an extension of their home. We have a second floor bistro that they can go to and enjoy a cup of coffee, grab and go for lunch. We have a billiard table, we have a games room, we have card tables, etc. So they have to start viewing all of these as extensions of their living space and kind of get over that hump initially. The second transition, I believe, that we have is, it's interesting, for a lot of the women who come into Park, they enjoy it. They no longer have to cook. They no longer have to menu plan. And, you know, after numerous years of doing that for their family, it's nice for them to feel pampered. They can look at menu. A lot of them try different things that they probably didn't cook for themselves, because it really is a restaurant-style experience for them. We compete with some of the best restaurants out there. Matter of fact, recently we competed at something called Best of the West in West Vancouver. Our chefs went up against a number of restaurants and hotels in West Vancouver. We came in second.
Oh, wow.
And that was after a three-year streak where we actually won first. So a little disappointed in coming in second, but again, it tells you the kind of quality of the cuisine that's there. It's customized for the individuals that we have. So you'll see a very different menu in our West Vancouver property than you would see in our White Rock property. It's really reflective of the tastes of the residents who are living with us.
And now we saw the toll that the pandemic took on our seniors, and especially those perhaps living in facilities like yours in long-term care. Talk a little bit about what that was like for you guys.
Fortunately, knock on wood, we actually got through the pandemic with no major outbreak during the height of the pandemic. Again, our residents are independent living, so what we did was we put in the necessary health and safety measures for both our staff as well as our residents to follow. That includes symptom checking, wearing masks, social distancing. We continued with our dining, but we reconfigured our dining room so that all the dining tables and chairs were at least 6 feet apart. And again, remembering that all these folks live in a community together, so they're interacting with each other on a day-to-day basis. There was very little interaction with the outside world. As long as we could keep everybody within that bubble, within the property, acting in a safe manner and following health and safety protocols, the risk of getting COVID decreased substantially.
I understand that you guys do also a great job of supporting the community. Could you tell us about some of the initiatives in White Rock that you've been a part of?
We believe strongly in giving back to the communities in which we have buildings. I think it's important for our staff who will come from the local community, plus our residents come from the local community. Park generously donated $1.2 million to the Peace Arch Hospital Foundation. Those funds were allocated towards the redevelopment of 5 new surgical suites. And in recognition of that contribution, the registration and triage area of the hospital's new emergency department was recently named in our honor. I was one of the organizers of the Chefs for the Pier event. And what we did was we had not yet opened our Oceana Park building. We were going to open it in October of 2019. So in September of 2019, we hosted the Chefs for the Pier event at our property. And we raised close to $80,000 for the pier restoration. The park actually contributed an additional amount to ensure that we hit that $80,000 threshold.
And now, kind of on the other side of it, talk a little bit about what it's like to work at a park facility. Talk about your employees, because we know we're seeing a big shortage, too, in the healthcare system and in sectors like yours. So what's it like to work at park?
We have an interesting model in that we don't compete directly with the healthcare system. We do have a wellness nurse, but most of our employees work in the hospitality area. So they're housekeepers, dining room staff, and kitchen staff. So we actually are in competition with the hospitality industry. And like the hospitality industry, we are experiencing a shortage. But the difference in working with Park is we pride ourselves in being a living wage employer, and actually we pay a little bit higher than a living wage. So our lowest paid employee would be making around $20 an hour. We offer our frontline staff also good work-life balance. So around 8 o'clock is when most of our shifts end for our evening shifts. And so our dining room and kitchen staff are home and able to get home at a reasonable hour. What I'd like to add at the very end is, you know, we are delighted to be part of the White Rock community. We've had a great welcome from the local community. We've appreciated all the support from the local community, and we love being part of it.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me, Tony. If you would like to find out more about Park Retirement Living, you can check out their website, parkliving.ca.
Shining the spotlight on local businesses. 107.7 Pulse FM presents Let's Get Local, in partnership with the South Surrey White Rock Chamber of Commerce.